Welcome to 412 Youth on Youth Express, recorded live from the Saturday Light Brigade Radio Studios. This is Alex.
And Josiah. And we're in the 11th grade and go to Holy Family Academy.
Joining me are other students from HFA.
Today, we will be discussing what we are thankful for, as well as Disney or Nickelodeon.
Keep in mind that we don't have any notes or anything like that, so we're not with any script, but we're just having a discussion.
I'm Destiny, and I'm thankful for everything.
My name is Josiah. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. I'm also thankful for everything that God has blessed me with this far.
My name is Leah, and I'm thankful for my good friends.
My name is Alex, and I'm thankful for the life I was given and all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me.
This is Delasia, and I'm thankful for being able to go home and have my family there with me and being able to talk to my friends and having a support system.
I'm Cyan, and I'm thankful for everything I've ever been given.
This is Iona, and I'm grateful for my family, my friends, and my education.
This is Miss Kara, and I am thankful for my Holy Family Academy students. Without them, my dream job wouldn't have become a reality. They touch my heart every day, and I'm truly blessed to work with them.
This is Javian, and I'm thankful for, being alive, I guess.
This is Shira, and I'm thankful for my family, being able to have shelter and food and clean water.
This is Tiara, and I'm thankful for everything.
This is Marquise, and I'm thankful for waking up this morning.
This is Haley, and I'm thankful for everything.
This is Kashana, and I am thankful for everything.
This is Alex, and I'm thankful for being who I am, my boyfriend, and my friends.
This is Amanda. I'm thankful for my family and pumpkin spice lattes.
This is Paul, and I'm thankful for everything.
It's Destiny, and I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my nephew, and everything else, and my best friends.
This is Delasia, and I'm thankful for mistakes that I've made that I was able to learn from.
This is Dom, and I'm thankful for my education and support for my family and friends.
Our next topic is Disney Channel versus Nickelodeon.
This will include for Nickelodeon, Nick at Night, Teen Nick, Nick Jr., if you're into that. And for Disney, Disney XD, Disney Jr., Throwback Disney, basically all the channels that correlate with either Disney or Nickelodeon.
I feel like Disney Channel is better for many reasons. Nickelodeon is all cartoons, and nowadays they're just bad actors.
I would pick Disney Channel because my favorite shows in there were That's So Raven, Hannah Montana, The Wizards of Waverly Place, Even Steven, the throwback movies, Xenon, whatever you want to call it. Movies like that, they just inspire kids versus Nickelodeon. It's more of a joke show. You have SpongeBob.
I, too, agree with Josiah. I like when Disney had the movies coming on and do the display. That's how you knew it was going to be lit, as we say nowadays. And their movies are just better than Nickelodeon's. They have to pay for theirs.
So I would disagree on that. My whole reasoning why is because as I was younger, Nickelodeon was just that channel that when you come home after school, after school, that long dragging day, and you get to watch all these cartoons and stuff that you get pumped up for, especially when there's coming out a new episode. For me, it was SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents. But there are other aspects to it, Nick at Night, Teen Nick, or Nicktoons.
I don't know which one I like, but I like Disney Channel because it had Kim Possible, and I like Nicktoons because it had Danny Phantom. But right now, I watch Nicktoons more than I watch Disney Channel because they be having Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Fairly Odd Parents, and Trick Shot shows, and other stuff.
I don't know which one I prefer more because, when I was younger, I was a little tomboy, so I always watched Nicktoons and not I watched a little bit of Nickelodeon, but I really like Nicktoons. So I would watch Mr. Meaty. I watched Ren and Stimpy. I watched Action League Now and Timmy Turner and SpongeBob. But I also really like Disney Channel because of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers, Kim Possible, That's So Raven, Even Stevens, and all their movies. So I'm torn.
For me, it would be Disney Channel because I love High School Musical.
I love Disney and Nickelodeon, but Disney's better because y'all already name all the shows and stuff. But I did Jimmy Neutron.
Nickelodeon. That was my stuff.
Okay, my favorite would probably have to be Disney Channel because I agree with Alex because I love High School Musical. The reason I loved High School Musical was because it made me think that that's what high school was going to be like for me. And I was really hoping that that's what it would be like. So far, not so much, but it's still one of my favorite movies and I love watching it to this day.
Okay, so let's be real. When everyone thinks about their childhood, they never think about Nickelodeon. Yeah, when I was younger, I used to watch SpongeBob and Rocket Power and Cat Dog and all them things. But those went out of date back in like 2005. Disney Channel has a consistent ability to wow me. And it never fails for me to be happy after I watch something. Some things might not be as up to par as my liking, but most of the things are great. Throwback Disney, when you wake up in the morning, they have that. Then they have that at night. And I just don't get wowed by Nickelodeon anymore because it's just like the same old things, just a different, you know, year.
So one of my favorite shows were actually That's So Raven. And the reason that I liked That's So Raven was because, you know, to see a African-American lead role in a TV show growing up, that was very inspirational for me. It made me think, you know, I'm funny, she's funny, I could have my own TV show, you know. Also, the way that she carried herself, she was what I envisioned myself to be, which I am.
Okay, I feel like Nickelodeon was for, like, when you were younger, 3 to, like, 5 or 6, and then you would go to Disney Channel because, like, I don't know, you're growing up and you can understand things more and, like, you can understand the situations that the characters would go through and everything. And sometimes you just get tired of cartoons and you want some live-action characters. I just like old Disney Channel better than new Disney Channel because new Disney Channel is just, it's just so bad now. Like, I only watch 2 shows off of Disney Channel now. I watch Girl Meets World and Casey Undercover.
I watched Nickelodeon more, but the favorite show when I was growing up was Rugrats because it was just like when they was like little babies, but the parents couldn't understand them and they was like really smart. But now I don't watch Disney Channel no more. And if I do, it's only for like a couple of things like Randy Cunningham or Walk the Prank. Like I don't watch like it no more. I just watch Nickelodeon.
Like I will say that, you know, Disney had those like gems that I'm always going to remember. Especially for me, it was Disney XD, like Zeke and Luther, Kick Witowski. Yeah, Yin Yang Yo. But for me, it's like I really love cartoons. That's what I loved watching as a kid. You know, for me, it's just a nostalgia. It's not like the popularity. It's just like what I loved. You know, everybody's going to have their own opinion, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, my opinion is, like, you know, I love Nickelodeon. You know, it's always going to hold, like, a little space in my heart for that younger side of me.
I like Disney more than Nickelodeon because Disney had more of a, like, how we are now. Like, it showed you people growing up instead of just this, this, and that. It was more so you watch them from how little they are and then growing up and going to school and doing, like, things like that. And Nickelodeon was just a real childish show.
That concludes this episode of 412 Youth on Youth Express, recorded live from the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade.
You're listening to Youth Express, all youth, all the time. For more of this podcast or others like it on demand, find us on SoundCloud or stay tuned to youthexpress.org.
Youth Express, catch the future.